Here's a thought I'll title, Caravaggio Ignored His Eyes. I suppose I should begin, for those of you who aren't familiar with Caravaggio, he's a really terrific Italian painter from the 16th century, a very interesting life. He was accused of murder, fled around the country. I'm reading a fascinating biography about him. But from an artistic point of view, he's particularly well known for a technique called foreshortening. And one of his famous paintings that illustrate foreshortening is we're looking at a table with a group of people having a conversation, one of whom is on the right side of the table. We see him in profile. His arm, however, is essentially reaching out, pointing back to our position as an observer. And we see that arm foreshortened. It's not as long as an arm is. It's sort of truncated because we're looking at the arm from the end towards his shoulder. I hope that makes sense. I tend to think of this photographically as maybe a cousin of what you and I would call focus stacking, where we can see something of tremendous three-dimensional depth, particularly if we're looking directly at something that's three-dimensional. It will tend to not be fully in focus unless we use a very small aperture, and sometimes even that's not going to make everything sharply in focus. But when you do focus stacking, you can get from the fingers to the wrist to the elbow to the shoulder all in focus. And it looks right. It looks normal. And Caravaggio's paintings look normal. He was essentially the first painter to use that technique, and it really took the world by storm. What's fascinating to me, however, is that that's not how our eyes work. If you look at someone straight on and they hold their arm and point directly to you, you can focus on the tip of their finger, you can focus on their knuckles, you can focus on their wrist, on their forearm, on their elbow, but you can't focus your human eye vision on the entire length of that arm so that it's all in focus. But when we see it that way in a photograph, it looks normal. Let me say this another way. Caravaggio had to ignore his eyes and what he saw in order to paint using a technique that he invented that to human vision seems perfectly real, even though it's not how we see. I'm fascinated by that. In a very similar way, we photographers have to learn to see something other than what our eyes see. And it's not always easy. Of course, we have to be able to interpret the three-dimensional world as a two-dimensional image, because that's what'll happen when we convert the world into a photograph of the world. We have to be able to see black and white when the world is color. We have to be able to see a different kind of contrast than the world presents us, because we might increase or decrease the contrast in processing. The reason the Caravaggio example is so fascinating to me is because he did, in the 16th century, what we photographers do today so naturally with cameras and the optics of cameras. He didn't have that advantage. He had to literally invent a new way of seeing. And he had to do so by ignoring what his eyes actually saw. Gosh, doesn't that sound exactly like what we photographers do? And maybe even I would go so far as to say studying a few examples from Caravaggio might be very useful for us photographers, if for no other reason than we can admire what he learned so many years before our chosen media was even invented.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.